Hi guys, it's Tony Robbins. You're listening to Habits and Hustle. Crush it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Habits and Hustle, and welcome to another edition of a solo episode with me and my lovely foil, Shawnee.
Woohoo!
I told you I love doing these solos now. I'm getting into a groove here because I think it's so interesting to pick a topic and just like yammer on about it for, 20 minutes. And I'd love to get feedback from you guys, what your thoughts are. So if we talk about something and you have you have some type of commentary or opinion, let me know. Leave it in the comments. Let us know. We love interactiveness here. We love it to be a back and forth. So subscribe to the podcast. Also, leave a review. It really helps the podcast. It helps with getting, great guests and help growing the show. So with that being said, let's go into the next topic here. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about, I'm just going to go right into it.
Yeah, just go right into it.
Do you think opposites attract?
I think they do, and I don't know if they sustain, but I think sometimes they do as well. I think some things have to be similar, like your core values cannot be so opposite, but I do think personality traits can be.
So so we were talking about something on the last episode, which was being a good listener, right? The whole listening thing. And I think I was saying something to the point where, you're a big talker, it's good to be with a person that's a strong silent type, because then you're not fighting for airtime and it's not like you're not like this. Mm-hmm. And so in that way, I think it can be really beneficial and helpful if one person is a big personality and another one is much more the quieter person. It can really, you can bring out the more talkative, big personality can help bring the quiet person out of their shell. Mm-hmm. And then of course, the quiet person can help the other person chill and be good and have that the back and forth. However, the question is, does it sustain itself? Do you think that over I don't know what I believe. I've seen it work both ways. So what's more important, to have the personality be similar or having traits that you both like to do that's different things? Isn't it more than just personality? If I like to exercise and you like to watch TV all day,
That's
never going to work. But I'm saying, but that's an opposite
attract.
But that's
a core value also, because one of your core values is health.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about just, yeah.
But so my thing is that I think core values do have to align. You can't be so far off with your actual values, but personality wise, for example, if you were with someone who also believes in health, but maybe is much more into running, right? And doesn't do weightlifting.
Well, no, what I was going to say is, what if our outward persona, personality wise, is different. I'm an outgoing, loud person, that other person's a quiet, soft spoken person, but yet we still are obsessed with health and fitness, then it can work.
Right.
So you're basically saying that the personality isn't as important as but the core, not just values, I think what people actually like to do.
I don't think so though. I think activity wise, I think it's actually better if you have different activity preferences. Because if you did everything together, to me personally, I can't be with someone 24/7 no matter how much I like them. So I would actually enjoy it if they had their own hobbies also that they like to do on their own without me,
And hobbies then is different. So now we're getting into a whole different topic, right?
But activities, hobbies, whatever, things that you like to do. But I think core values are different than things that you do. Core values are your belief system, your actual, what you cherish, what you hold dear to you. And I think health and fitness, your health, while that's your core value, something you like to do is working out. Somebody might hold health as a core value to them, but their main focus is maybe food. Do you know what I mean? Or maybe what they consume.
Okay, so there's a few different buckets here, right? You have personality opposite attracts. You have things that just in terms of ways you want to spend your time.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if it's hobbies. It's just ways you want to live your life.
But that is, that's right? Essentially what a hobby is.
Yeah, but for example,
Or routine.
Routine, okay. And there's also core values. You can have the same core values of somebody, but yet hate to do the same stuff. And if you hate to do the stuff that your partner likes to do, it becomes a problem over time. because you end up growing apart from it.
There should be some crossover, sure, but I think that it's okay if there's like some differences in that area. I think that that's different than, like, for example, if I'm with a guy who's really into cars, there's no chance I'm going to every car museum with him, but I'm happy that he has that. I would find that actually a very attractive quality. That means he can fix my car.
Yeah, I think cars is very like,
but that's, but
yes, I know what you're saying.
It as a hobby because you're not into it, so to you it's like a hobby activity, whereas other people, yeah, that's their whole lifestyle, you know. And then some people would view working out as a hobby, whereas you view that as your whole lifestyle.
Yes, okay,
so it's just a different perspective.
Okay, so let's do it. Okay, so basically then let's go with personalities. Let's stay with personalities for a second.
Yeah, personalities.
Okay, so if you're a big personality, do you think that you should be with someone who also has a big personality, or is it better to be with your opposite?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think if I wasn't single, I'd be able to answer this question more.
I was going to say, maybe we should get like another person on here. No, this is what I think. I think that sometimes what seems to be attractive at the beginning can end up being a detriment later on, right? It could get annoying.
Yeah.
Like I go back, I waffle with this. I actually don't know. Like sometimes I think, is it better to have, you know, like I said, the yin to the yang. Like it's all about like, they always say opposites attract, like you finding your yin to your yang. Mm-hmm. Well, does that really work? I mean, I don't know. I'm not, by the way, I'm not saying I'm not like the holier than thou. I don't know. I'm posing a question. I'm not saying I have the answers.
That's an interesting question.
I'm just putting it out there. What do you think at home? Do you, or in your car? Like, are you with somebody who's an opposite to who you are? Are you normally attracted to people who are opposite of you? Or do you normally date people? Or are you married to somebody who's very similar to you? And if so, is it working out? Or is it not working out because you guys have too much in common? I'm just posing the questions.
I think there was one thing that my aunt said. It's actually funny because both of my aunts are married to their opposite people. Like they're a lot more squawky and like loud, my aunts, and then their husbands are a lot more like the silent types.
Yeah.
But one of my aunts gave me a really good piece of advice once. She said, you know, it's not necessarily always about love, it's about like. You have to be with someone that you really like, someone that's not going to annoy you on a day-to-day basis. Like you actually like their personality, you like the way that they are, you're proud of them as a person, you enjoy their company, because love can fluctuate, right? It's like it'll always either be there and sometimes it'll be in a gradient, but when you like someone, you actually like enjoy them. And so I think that if your personalities are opposite, that can definitely work as long as you actually like that person. But I always see this, to me, it's like there's so many people in LA who are aspiring actors or comics or whatever. And if I'm dating like a comic, for example, if I don't think that their material is good, if I don't think that they're actually a good comic, I would find it very hard to be with them, because I just wouldn't be able to. I'd have to be proud of them. I'd have to be proud of their stuff. I'd have to vibe with their humor. I have to actually like them as a person. And if their stand-up isn't good and their humor isn't good, chances of me liking them are kind of low, because that's a pretty like integral part of my existence. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I understand what you're saying. So with all the research, you know what they say?
What?
They say that in the end, people's attraction to differences is vastly outweighed by our attraction to similarities.
Wait, explain that.
Listen, people persist in thinking that opposites attract, right? But in reality, similar partners become much more complementary over time.
Interesting.
So that's what I find very interesting. So like there's like when I was saying earlier, is that like I think it's like part of like the ether in society, like opposites attract. Like it's like a very it's like a platitude that people talk about. But in reality, if you actually go through it, like, yeah, I know people who it works on both ends, but all the research points to that it's usually at the end of the day, you'd rather be with somebody who you're most similar to or more similar to than someone you're more opposite to. And that's with everything. That's across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Because certain things that you're like kind of like not sure about end up being way bigger red flags. So it says here.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So it says, we should chat GPT this. I love this chat GPT.
Yeah, what are we asking?
Yeah, ask, do opposites attract? What does the research say on opposites attract?
Let's see what it has to say. The research on whether opposites attract is mixed, and there is no clear consensus on the topic. On one hand, some studies suggest that people are often attracted to those who are similar to themselves in terms of personality traits, values, interests, and backgrounds. This phenomenon is known as homophily, or similarity attraction. According to this view, people seek out partners who share their attitudes, beliefs, and lifestyles because it provides a sense of familiarity and validation. On the other hand, some studies suggest that people who are also attracted to those who are different from themselves. The phenomenon is known as complementarity, or opposites attract. According to this view, people seek out partners who possess qualities that they lack, or who can offer different perspectives and experiences. One factor that may influence whether opposites attract is the level of involvement or commitment in the relationship. Studies have found that similarity is more important in the early stages of a relationship when people are forming initial impressions and building rapport. However, as a relationship progresses and becomes more serious, complementary traits and differences become more important in maintaining a long-term partnership. Interesting. That's very interesting. Kind of makes sense though. Like if you think about in the long term, like I always think that I want someone who really has the skills that I don't have. Like I would love someone who, do you know that guy?
Yeah, totally. But that's different again. Like this is where it becomes so nuanced, right?
Yeah, because I think like, core values are really the most important. That has
I think
to be similar.
I think you're right. I think the core values are, but what you're saying, like, yeah, I'm shitty in technology, so yeah, I'd love to have someone who's really good in technology because it helps my life. Like things like that are, is that considered opposite though?
But it is interests and it is there. Yeah, there are like certain.
I'm talking more personality, I think, honestly.
Yeah. But again, I feel like there's the difference between like interests and personality and like your just how you go about life versus your actual core values. Like, I think that as long as core values to me match up, that's something that I can't back down on. Like, you have to, you know, have serious priority with your health and fitness. You have to really care about family. Like, if I'm with someone and they're bad mouthing their parents to me or like their grandparents, they're like begrudging to go visit them. To me, I find that a really bad sign.
Yeah, that's a huge turnoff.
Huge red flag.
But this is what I'm saying. I think at the end of the day, I think that the thing that I've uncovered from doing this podcast is that it's not about those. I think it's about value system and personality. Like, are you going to be annoyed with the person because they're so different than you? You know, that's the end of the day. Like, of course, I think it's obvious we want to have a person in our life that has a very similar value system as us.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily, that can come in any, you know, package. It can come in a loud mouth, or it can come in a quiet mouth. You know what I mean? It doesn't really matter. But I think I'm talking more about, that's like a given. Like, okay, yeah, we all want to have people that we have the same values as. I'm talking more about overall, like, personality. Like, but is it better?
It's a given to you, but how many people end up in relationships where their values are completely different and then it's not a great relationship?
No, I know, but I'm saying on the basis of what we're talking about is opposites attract.
Oh, yes.
I'm
yes.
not talking about everything yes, else. Yes, I'm no yes. relationship yeah. expert, by the way. I'm just saying on this one little, on this thing of, like, opposites attract.
The annoy you part is really big. Like, I can't be with someone who I'm going to get annoyed with. You know what is a huge factor? Like, taste in music to me. If somebody has really bad taste in music, for example, that's something you guys do together a lot, right? Like, you're listening to music in your house, you're playing it while you're cooking, you're doing whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have really different taste in music to someone, and not only do you have different taste in music, but you actually don't enjoy their music, like, it annoys you, that to me, that would be an issue. I'm thinking about that right now.
Yeah. Again, this is not a relationship episode. It's more about, I guess it could be though, right?
It's more of a brainstorm.
It's more of a brainstorm. Oh my God, that's so funny. It's true. It's true. Well, like, I feel like initially I'm always attracted to people who are like these big personalities because it's like energy and exciting and all these other things. But like, after a while, I'm like, you're so fucking annoying. Yeah. Like, leave me alone. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, take it down a notch. You know what I mean? Or can't you just chill? Yeah. And I feel like, you know, that's what I feel like. But there are some people, but it's also because I'm a big personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, not massive, but like more on the louder side than the quiet side. But like at the same time, I mean, I think what initially attracts you to somebody doesn't necessarily have like longevity. I guess that's my point.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, I have a question for you because this is something that I feel like a lot of people always discuss. What about slowly falling more in love with someone? This idea of over time it builds.
Like slow burn.
Yeah. Cause I have a lot of girlfriends who they will start dating someone who they don't really like at first. And then, you know, 5 years later, they're married with two kids. Like,
so, you know,
madly in love.
What I find very interesting, I find it to be, those are the best types of, like, from everything I've seen, those are the best relationships, right?
Really?
Because like the ones that are like super hot and heavy right away, they fade and they fade really quickly, and it's, they're very long, they're not long lived, they're super short lived. But the ones that actually are slow to burn are the ones that have like the, they stand the test of time, they have the longevity, and it like actually is more meaningful and true. Because I think at the beginning, the ones that are like fun, that's more lust. And then and then it burns out.
Yeah.
Because like you're attracted to like an energy or a charisma. But all those things like energy and charisma, all that, like that's more lustful, and that doesn't have real bones.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? It's more like frivolous.
Absolutely.
You know? And
yeah,
it's,
I hear that.
And to like distinguish the difference between love and lust is really hard. Even if you know theoretically, I feel like, or even intellectually, I should say, that you're feeling lust, not love, it's really hard not to act on it. And so then people convince themselves that the lust that they feel is actually love. And then they move forward in these relationships. And then they actually end up realizing it when it's a little too late, when they're like years into it or married with kids. So like, it's really hard to sometimes like not act on lust, even though you know it's not love. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you get caught up.
Very easy to get caught up.
And then
because everyone loves it, it's a chemical thing, right? Like, and so like, that's why you tend to make excuses for, you know, like, and like reasons like, oh, you know, like for people's bad behavior when you're like lusting for them.
Yeah,
right,
the red flags are all green all of a
sudden. Yeah, they're green. Or like, it's like, well, no, it's because like, oh, no, like he didn't call me or he didn't do this because, yeah, like he's really busy or his dog ate his homework or like he had to like leave town for 2 weeks or like he had to do that. I'm just making up shit. But like, I think the whole distinction between love and lust is very, even though there is a big difference, to recognize the difference and then act accordingly would be so helpful for people.
It's so interesting. I always wonder who I'm going to end up with. Like, is it going to be someone who... I don't think I can end up with someone who's a crazy loud. Because while I am a big personality, I get annoyed with that too much. Like, I need someone who can...
Yeah, you're annoying.
You can... Yeah, someone's got to match my level. Like, you can be my level of annoying, but no more. Like,
yeah.
You can't go more.
Well, I mean, look at Noah, right? That's my husband. I mean, this guy has more energy than anybody I've ever met.
He's not quiet at all.
Oh, quiet. It's like, anyone who knows Noah listening to this episode, like, please, quiet. This guy is like, the guy has no off switch. I mean, the guy can go for all night, all day, not like totally sober, has so much energy, the happiest human alive. And there's a lot of good about that too, you know? Mm-hmm. Does it get annoying? Sometimes. You know, but honestly, I think I would prefer that personality to someone who has no, like, again,
like a dud,
who's like has no energy, who's lethargic, who doesn't want to do anything. That's even worse.
Yeah, no. When it comes to doing things, I definitely need someone who's active, like who wants to do things. Because I, you know, two lazy people, like on a Sunday.
Sundays, I know.
It's funny because I work on Sundays, so it's not even like I have. Usually my Saturdays are more lazy. That's my more like my rest day.
Oh, okay, that's
funny.
So I just
like wash fights and do nothing. But yeah, it's a good day.
Yeah. I mean, we keep on talking about your lazy Sundays. It's hilarious. But that's basically... That's all, really. Distinguish between love and lust. Know, really, what do you think? At home, do you think, again, do opposites attract?
Yeah, I'm actually dying to know what everyone thinks about this. Can you post, like, when we post this episode in, I don't know, June or March or May, will you just put up a poll on your Instagram story?
Yes, of course I will.
And ask.
Oh my God,
Because I'm so curious what everyone has to think about this. Because it's a really big, and then also put up one of those, like, question things where people can write answers, and I'm curious like what their thoughts are about this.
I'll do it.
Yeah, okay, great. Join the Facebook group.
Okay guys, have a great day, night, whatever you're listening to this. Thanks for tuning in, and have hopefully we'll see you again soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this week's solo episode. And if you like this, I know you will like, hopefully love, my book, Bigger, Better, Bolder. And why? It's because it's time for you to start living the life you want and not just the life you get. I not only help you answer the questions like, what do you want most in life and why don't you have it, but I also help you make it a reality. The link is in the show notes for you to easily check it out now. And thank you again for being here and spending time with me. Now go show up to your life and live a bit bolder today.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.